actually mention that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doesn't come in every yuga. Although Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, Krishna doesn't come in every yuga. Krishna comes just once in a day of Brahma, which means 1,000 Chatur Yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali, 1,000 times together is a day of Brahma, and in a day of Brahma, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, comes. So that Krishna is not from Vaikuntha. He is from Vrindavan. And the difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan is, in Vaikuntha, the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the cowherd boy. And Krishna in Vrindavan is a cowherd boy because in Vrindavan, Krishna enables, allows his devotees to develop three very special kinds of relationships. Those relationships are friendship, parental, and conjugal. Now these three relationships are not possible to develop with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore Krishna in Vrindavan became a cowherd boy. He is not a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the way to approach Vrindavan, the way to enter, the means of entering into Vrindavan is Raganuga Bhakti. But the scripture says that bhakti, devotional service, must be executed following the rules and regulations of the scriptures by the bhakti. Devotees will always render devotional service through Vaidhi Bhakti, and by executing Vaidhi Bhakti, one will enter into Vaikuntha. So Krishna, after performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, he considered, how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? Because everybody must execute devotional service to Vaidhi Bhakti, and by following Vaidhi Bhakti, one will enter into Vaikuntha. Therefore, Krishna came as a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And serving this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Vaidhi Bhakti, one actually enters into Vrindavan. Vaidhi Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. How? Raganuga Bhakti is, Raganuga Bhakti means following a resident of Vrindavan when we execute devotional service, that is Raganuga Bhakti. Because this resident of Vrindavan, Krishna's associates, are Ragatmika Bhakti, who simply have love for Krishna. That is the only consideration they have. Just their love for Krishna. They are Ragatmika Bhakta. And when this Ragatmika Bhakta, when a Ragatmika Bhakta is followed, Anuga, when devotional service is executed following a Ragatmika Bhakta, then that becomes Raganuga Bhakta. So, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So when we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are we following? We are following Radharani, Srimati Radharani, the greatest Ragatmika Bhakta. So in this way, just by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are automatically executing Raganuga Bhakti. So Vaidhi Bhakti in this way is being transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. So of course, I give a long class, 2.5 hour long class on this topic. So, the main point, this is the gist of it. Now, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means what? Jagai संकीर्तन प्रायः जजंती ही सुमेध. Following the scripture, when we serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how do we serve him? Jagai Sankirtana Praya, by Sankirtan Jagai. When we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that is Vaidhi Bhakti, but because we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are following Srimati Radharani, and it's becoming transformed into Ragatmika Bhakta Bhakti. And this has been very wonderfully demonstrated by Srila Ramananda Roy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having a discussion with Ramananda Roy, and through their discussion, finally, Ramananda Roy saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. So similarly, by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this Sankirtan, we will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. And when we are seeing Radha Krishna, where are we? We are in Vrindavan. So here we are. We are chanting this holy name because this is the way to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to open the gates of Vrindavan for us. So all we have to do is just chant. Whether we like it or not, we have to do it. Because this is a yuga dharma. Initially we may not like it, as Prabhupada says, that when you have jaundice, sugar candy appears to be bitter. But is sugar candy bitter? No, it's our disease condition that makes us taste sugar candy bitter. But what is the cure for jaundice? Sugar candy. So whether you like it or not, you keep taking sugar candy. And when you'll become cured of your jaundice, the sugar candy will taste sweet. So this is how we have to continue to chant, and then by chanting, we will develop the taste. And what is the taste like? The taste is tunde tandavini vitonate tunda boli labhaye. When you get the taste, then we will feel that one tongue is not enough. We want many, many tongues to chant this holy name. And when we hear this holy name, then we wish to have millions of ears to relish the sound vibration of the holy name. Hearing of the holy name. So this will happen. This will happen. Because this is the nature of the holy name. So we have to chant with proper feelings, as His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Govinda Maharaj pointed out, that you chant when you are hearing. Try to appreciate the mood, the emotion of the chanter. With how much feeling he is chanting. Try to appreciate that. And then you chant with that feeling, being absorbed. This is the meaning of following. The leader is leading and we have to follow his footsteps, his mood, his emotion. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Gornikai Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. So please take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. We are hearing such beautiful chanting. Aren't you? Such beautiful chanting we are hearing. Mother Prabhu is leading such beautiful chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Govinda Maharaj is here. Now Govinda Maharaj will lead. And you have seen yesterday they are chanting. And how did you feel? Were you in this material nature or you got transported somewhere else? Where did you get transported to? To Vrindavan. Yes. and Navadvip. So that is what we are here for, to relish and appreciate and become completely absorbed. Gaura Kirtana Rase Magana Na Hoinu. Magana means become completely absorbed. Another thing that we thought of suggesting, also we took the note from Govinda Maharaj's statement, that when you are dancing, dance for Krishna. Not for your own pleasure or enjoyment, for Krishna's pleasure. Therefore, it will be better that when you are dancing, dance facing the deity and feel that you are, that the Lord is watching you. You are dancing for His pleasure. And this dance is actually a way of expressing your feelings towards the Lord. One aspect of dance is called abhinaya. Abhinaya means expressing your feelings through your gestures. So for that, of course, dance has various aspects called mudra. Different mudras are indicating different expressions. So, but anyway, you are dancing, so dance for Krishna's pleasure. And so please face the deities while you are dancing and always remember that you are dancing for His pleasure. He is watching you. And the women's side, I thought of requesting some of the women to come forward because then they can have more space. You all can come, maybe after puja, can come this way, so that there will be more space. You all can come forward. You all can come forward this way, so there will be more space for the ladies. So that is the marking. Okay, thank you all very much. His Holiness Bhakti Bringer Govinda Maharaj Ki. Now we are going to listen to His Holiness Govinda Maharaj. Sweet, sweet, Madhuram, Madhuram.